T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from the DGDG.com studios on the corner of Broadway and Battery, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
All right, we got blue skies here in the Bay Area. It is gorgeous in downtown San Francisco. And if it's nice here, it means it's even nicer where you are, because that's how it works. Foggist. Usually not very good to us, great to the rest of you. If it's a beautiful day here, it's probably a gorgeous day everywhere, and I hope you're enjoying it. We're enjoying it. We got a full show today, and when I say full show, I mean running time, full 4 hours, and it is full as in packed of guests. We got some great stuff. We got some cool stuff to give away today, too. We've got a comedy get down. George Lopez, D.L. Hughley, Cedric the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin. It's coming to Concord Pavilion Saturday, August 11th. That's in a couple days from now.
Yeah.
We've got tickets that we're going to give away, playing a little name game a little bit later on today. We've been having fun with that. I think we're going to bring it on back today. Speaking of bringing it on back today, I'm excited. I know it's just glorified practice. Raider fans, yeah, tomorrow we'll be excited about you too, I guess. Not like a this is my dog level of excited, like a foster puppy. Like we'll get to raise it for a little while and then we'll send it to another home. That's the level of excitement coming with the Raiders tomorrow. Tonight, the NFL's back in the Bay Area. Literally, figuratively, even though it's a preseason game, we will have a little Gucci for you tonight.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
Much more C.J. Beathard when it's all said and done. A little Nick Mullins when it's all said and done. Jack Hennigan, QB4, Dartmouth. Might see him tonight. Might see him tonight. We've got some really, really good stuff to talk about. We've got 4 players, 4 numbers for you to watch tonight. Keep an eye on what you should be looking for, what to expect in a preseason game. Joe Williams, let's see what you got tonight. Your head coach is excited about you, which means we should probably be excited about you too. If you're excited about baseball, I guess you got a reason to be excited, because the A's beat the Dodgers last night 3-2. Mike Fiers, in his A's debut, goes 5 1/3, strikes out 8, walks none, gives up 1 run. In 4 hits, pretty much looked Clayton Kershaw in the eye. Never blinked. Never blinked. Familia pitches the scoreless 8th for the win. Trinan, 29th save in 33 chances. And off to Anaheim, the A's go. That's why we got a full show today. No game for the A's this afternoon. Off to Anaheim for 3. And then you come home for what is without a doubt the biggest homestand of 2018. Home for Seattle, home for Houston. The Rangers coming after that, but we won't worry about them. That is a big 6-game start to a 9-game homestand when you come back from Anaheim. We'll be taking a look at that. We'll be hearing from Jason Wirth, who went off on the Nerds. Seriously, it's a straight-up revenge of the Nerds. Ogre, Adams College, he is upset with those who have Ivy League degrees, stepping all over his baseball instincts. We're going to talk about that. Certainly a war of schools of thought to discuss there. We got a PGA major happening. We've got a web.com tour event that probably means more to the Bay Area than any PGA major, the PGA championship, happened at Belle Reve in St. Louis, but up at Stonebrae, we got Steph going low. Steph could be in really good shape here after his first round. Is he done?
He is.
He off the course?
Yeah.
What do we got?
71, so he's one over par. So.
1 over 71?
Yeah, so he finished 71. Pretty good.
That's not bad. How low is the leader? Where's the leader on the board? The leader's at 7 under, so he's 8 strokes off the pace, which is a fine place to be after one round. He's fine.
Yeah, he's doing good.
He's fine. What do you have? Consecutive 2 over 72s? A year ago, left him just outside the cut looking in. He's got to be happy with that round. We want a happy Steph Curry. If Steph Curry's happy, we're all happy, right? Right.
First name Stephen, last
name
Curry. He came into my life, now everything is less blurry.
We've got a really great little book to tell you about today. Book is called Most Valuable Dad, Inspiring Words on Fatherhood from Sports Superstars. Del Curry did the foreword. The book is by Tom Limbert, who works for the San Francisco Chronicle. I got to tell you, I've had a lot of people pass book ideas to me via email, Twitter, throughout my entire run here as a radio guy in the Bay Area, going on like 15 years of this now. I'll give Tom full credit. Nobody lobbied harder, worked harder to get on this show. I appreciate diligence. So we're having Tom in today to talk about the book that he's been working on. And I'm always fascinated with legacies. You know, we keep on coming back to this theme. The son of a former professional athlete is exactly the type of attitude I'm looking for in a professional athlete these days. They come in wired. They come in comfortable. They come in absolutely just like a duck taking to water. There's no, this is bigger than me. When you grew up around it, we're seeing that obviously in extreme examples of Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. But look at what we're seeing with Derek Rodriguez with right. The San Francisco Giants. You know, if your dad raised you around a sport, you showing up at the sport and acting like you belong seems to go hand in hand. So we'll talk about that today, too. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to getting in our... all of our yayas out today. Like I said, it's a full 4-hour show. Tomorrow's going to be a Friday show back to 3 hours and 15 minutes. We got a Fortenbaugh Friday coming up. No, Joe's out. Joe's
out of town.
Yeah, he's on vacation. As a matter of fact, I did know that because I was listening to Coase a little bit this morning, doing a nice job filling in with Low and Dibs. Counting down the Dan Dibley birthday. You see that?
No.
5-0 is coming in under a week.
That's a big one.
We're going to have to leave Dan a gift.
We will.
In the studio.
Yeah.
And that gift is going to be have a very stern message saying open when you get home on it.
That kind of gift.
Could
okay.
be a not safe for work situation. I know how Dan Dibley gets down.
Got it.
He's a vegetarian, so I can't do a rack of ribs like I did for Pete's 50th.
No, those were good.
So, you know, we'll smoke something else for Dan. I think I know exactly what he wants for his birthday.
Dan Dibley here.
Squirt, squirt.
That's our guy.
Hell yeah, that's our guy. 888-957-9570 is the number. We've got preseason football back tonight. It's not as fun as actual football, but it's the closest we can get to actual football this evening. I always like seeing it. It's always good to have it back. And we will absolutely give you a couple of guys to keep an eye on tonight. I got one on defense that I'm looking at, 3 offensive players to really keep an eye on tonight. Should be a good time. Little football back on my TV is always a good thing, isn't it? NFL on CBS. Yes! Now, by rule. Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. By rule, we cannot reach maximum football until week one. We all know that, right? We cannot use the hashtag. We will not get there before it actually begins. We're at medium football. Not maximum football, medium football. It's going to be good. It's going to be just fun to see it back on the TV. It's going to be good to have it back in the conversation. The Giants think that they're going to get back into the conversation. I really don't know. The conversation now feels like it's going to the other things that the Giants like to sell, like kale and Hunter Pence in a garden. I have a feeling we're on our way to doing that. Barry Bonds the selling of memories, all your member berries with the Pirates in town. They're going to retire 25. We had Sean Estes just drop some real truth about Barry Bonds and living life in the company of great all-time players. Great all-time players are rarely easygoing, relatable, have them over for a slice of pizza type of entities. You'd think that greatness is a lot more easy to just be around, because I'm around greatness every day with Gianna. I assume everybody who's great is super sweet. No, apparently people can be a handful. Can you think of anyone who might fit that bill?
Let me think.
I don't know.
I wonder.
I will say this. You do have a way of taking something that I haven't thought about in 25 years, just saying it aloud, and then I'm surrounded by it. And I know that none of you know where I'm going with this, but about a week ago, Gianna was nice enough to give me a ride home after the show, and she had an XM satellite station on. It was all 80s, and she was playing Cyndi Lauper. And I haven't talked about Cyndi Lauper in at least 25 years. Ever since that moment, Cyndi Lauper is surrounding me like it's a battle royal and I'm about to be attacked by 30 different Cyndi Laupers.
She's everywhere.
She's on TV. She's on my internet. She's on my iPad. She's on my iTunes. She's on Shuffle. She's on the radio. Time after time, everywhere I look, Cyndi Lauper. I'm surrounded.
That's so funny. It's so weird.
Seriously, not one person has said Cyndi Lauper between the years of 1985 and a week ago. And ever since then, it's Cyndi Lauper everywhere. So I need the NFL back, if nothing else, to push Cyndi Lauper to the side burner in my life.
You mean you don't like my real life pop-up video vibe?
I don't, no. By the way, if anyone wants to know, the San Mateo Bridge is 7 miles long. It is Gianna's favorite, and we'll tell you why next here on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
I'm excited we get preseason football tonight. We are going to get just a slice of the ones, maybe a series, and then absolutely get them off the field. Nobody get hurt. That's the only way one of these games can really end successfully. I don't care what the score is, what you were hoping they'd work on. Just ending the game without injury to an important player means you played a great preseason game. I'm sure C.J. Beathard will be looking for a little bit more. Nick Mullins, these are the second and third string quarterbacks for the 49ers. C.J. Beathard, I mean, basically, this guy, he died for your sins last year. I really hope that he shines. Like, I'm always going to be easily convinced to root for C.J. Beathard. He got thrown to the Lions. The Lions pretty much ate him alive last year. And all of the Trent Baalke purge, all of the this isn't working, was basically thrown on this third-round draft pick out of Iowa, this rookie. And he did everything he could to compete as hard as he could. He finally wins a game, and then Garoppolo's in town. They give him one more start, and then it became time for Gucci, and that was that. But I like Beathard an awful lot.
Plays with a lot of heart.
Absolutely. The guy got his brains beaten out of him.
Yeah.
All season long last year. And that line did not protect in front of him. He got slaughtered. And now he gets to just sit back and continue to learn on the job, be the backup that he's probably supposed to be in his career. And carrying Jimmy G's clipboard should be a really, really good way to take a step forward now for him. I mean, you could say there's nothing better than playing, but that's not the reality. We know who's the starter going to be. He is now in a good position. Nick Mullins, we'll see what you got. Jack Hennigan, it feels like a camp arm. But I'll say this. He is the son of former 49ers executive Lyle Hennigan, who was the team's general counsel and executive vice president of football administration from like 2006 through 2011 before you know who really started changing things. Lal was a guy who had some influence around there. Good guy, too. I remember meeting him years ago. And now his son's the fourth stringer. Pretty cool. Numbers to watch for tonight. There are four numbers that I want you to have in your mind as you go home and you watch this tonight. number 18. That's wide receiver Dante Pettis. We've already had him on the show. We liked him an awful lot. He sounds like a good young kid, easy to root for. Let's see what he looks like in his first live action that we get to watch. Let's see him run. Let's see him on special teams. Let's see him out in the pattern. Let's see what he's got. Another wide receiver is going to have trouble crashing this wide receiver party. He really is. If the Niners are going to keep six, he's going to have trouble joining that second group of three receivers. He really is. Steven Dunbar, undrafted, out of Houston, number seven. I don't know if it was the number seven jersey or he was just one of the first guys that I saw when we went down there for a little training camp where I was just like, who is that guy?
He caught your attention?
He's wearing Kaepernick's old number.
Okay.
And so the instant joke was like, geez, he can't even take a knee when he gets tired. Like, you can't. for a guy who is a wide receiver, he is yoked. 6'3", 210, painted on skin, looked the part. Like, you got to send a guy down the bus ramp to scare and intimidate the other team a little bit. Like, that guy's a wide receiver? Guy was yoked. I'd love to see him, see what he can do tonight. Mike McGlinchey, obviously. Run block, pass block. You're a starting tackle now. Set that edge. Let's see what kind of hold he's got out there. He's going to be right tackle. Maybe the heir apparent to Joe Staley at left tackle. Mike McGlinchey, all eyes on him. By the way, the number, easy to remember. He wears number 69. Easy to spot. And then finally, defense. Fred Warner, let's see what you got. The third-round pick out of BYU, it's going to be good to see him moving in NFL action. And remember, even though this team pretty much has its starters at middle linebacker, Reuben Foster can't go the first 2 weeks. So all these guys are not just showing it on tape to gain coach confidence. Somebody's going to be a week one starter. Someone who is not going to be a starter in week three because Reuben Foster's back will be starting week one and week two. Will that guy emerge? Will that guy emerge? Probably not. Oh, yeah, we'll know exactly who it is after the end of one game. But one of the things to keep an eye on. Other rookies to keep an eye on. Tavarius Moore tonight. Julian Taylor tonight. Richie James. We're going to tell you more about these guys, where they're from, what they do, what they'll be looking for. Kyle Shanahan, for 2 years, has sort of set the expectation for Joe Williams. Joe Williams, the backup running back, handpicked by Kyle Shanahan, appeared on injured reserve before anything was able to get going last year. Kyle Shanahan says he's excited to see him tonight.
I'm excited to watch him play out on the field. You know, I'm a lot more excited now than I was last year because of what he's shown in practice. I think you guys have seen it yourself. I know you guys have heard us talk about it. He's come a long way in a year, and he's given himself a chance to be a good running back, and we'll see how it looks on Thursday.
He was taken in the fourth round of the 2017 draft. He had to hit the IR with a preseason ankle injury, had some off-field concerns entering the draft, and it left. He left the Utah Utes. He came back and just kind of fell into the wash. The Niners think they picked an important piece of laundry out of the wash here. Now, we know that Matt Breida, we know that Jarrett McKinnon, the Georgia Southern backfield, pretty much entrenched 1-2. I think we got to keep an eye on Raheem Mostert. Won't hold his Purdue appearance against him. He's had a good camp. Let's see what he puts on tape tonight. Who will be the winner? Who will be the winner of the 2018 Anthony Booby Dixon Award? Basically, the Booby Dixon Award is going to the one guy in the preseason who, because he's not that valuable, gets the majority of the carries. So when the preseason's over, you're like, wait a minute, this guy's got 300 yards and 4 touchdowns? How come he's not on the team? Well, Booby Dixon did make a team, but who is the running back that you're going to get excited about that end up won't do a thing all year long? Let's see who that guy is. He'll take his first step towards immortality tonight. Oh, that 2010 preseason for Boobie Dixon. Unforgettable. Unforgettable. I tell you what, it's topics like that that actually put Butcher Boy on the radio to begin with. Butcher Boy used to call me when I would be doing 49er pre and post game all those years ago. That's how our relationship began. He just became a frequent caller of the show. Things happen. Time marches on. Next thing you know, he's winning like the sports talk show version of American Idol to come on to be on the game along with Guru. I think Butcher and Guru were like finalists together in a year, and now he is part of the station, and he is going to be doing Niner post game after the fact tonight.
That's right, with Bonte.
That's so full circle. That's phenomenal. I'm tickled pink for my friend. I really am.
Overtime. That's what it's called. Overtime.
Nice. The
unofficial Butcher Boy.
The official unofficial 49er show. Postgame show. I like that. We're going to be talking with Alex Pavlovich here in a little bit about the Giants, what's really left for them as they sort of limp towards the finish line. We're going to have the name game at 3:45 today. We played it once before. We're going to play it again today. We've got a pair of tickets to the comedy Get Down, which is going to happen this Saturday at Concord Pavilion. George Lopez, D.L. Hughley, Cedric the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin. Tickets are on sale right now at LiveNation.com, but we're going to be giving away a pair to the winner of the name game coming up a little bit later on this hour. That should be fun. Next hour, Tom Limbert on his new book, The Most Valuable Dad. He writes for the San Francisco Chronicle. He's going to be on by Cam Inman on what we should be watching a little bit later on when the Niners take the field for the first time in a long time. We got a 5 before 5. We got Dieter Kurtenbaugh today. We're going to have a name game part 2.
Ooh.
We're going to do it again at the end of the show. In our 6 o'clock hour, we're going to say hello to Butcher Boy before it's all said and done. Hey, Damon, don't forget about Justin Fargus. Yeah, absolutely. He was the Raider preseason All-American who could hardly make the team. Or if he made the team, he was the 55th guy on the roster. He was the 54th guy on the roster. The last guy in before they locked the door behind them. He was awesome. He really was. He was awesome in the preseason. Who will be that guy? 888-957-9570. Plenty on what to watch for tonight when the NFL returns. Right now, we've got Alex Pavlovich, NBC Sports Bay Area Giants insider. The Giants have just lost 2 heartbreakers at home, and it feels like this was the straw that broke the camel's back. But then you got people saying, oh, well, they're only, what, 6.5 back here, 7 games back there, still playing. I don't know. It seems to be pretty much the writing is on the wall here. Let's say hello to Alex Pavlovich to see what he sees in his tea leaves. Alex, how you doing, man? Good to have you back on. Those were 2 gut punch losses. Tough to get off the carpet after that.
Yeah, and I think we're getting to the point where, you know, I just heard you mention, which I think is fair. I mean, they're only 6.5 back, but the problem is they're that far back of 2 teams, which means you have to count on 2 teams kind of going in the tank. And on top of that, you start getting to that point of the year where you start doing the math and saying, what will it take for them to get to 85 wins, to 86, 88 wins, whatever the bare minimum is going to be to get into that wild card game or win the division. And it just becomes, you know, to a point where they're going to have to go on quite a run here when they're a team that's basically spent the entire year at 500.
It just feels like this season's going to come with a big bucket of regret at the end of it. Regret for not selling off some pieces. And I really think, you know, a general manager's job isn't to evaluate his team based on the standings alone and shouting distance to contention. It's the general manager's job to make the tough call to see it's time to pull the plug before it really is. You know, you need to see if you're supposed to be able to, if half of the job is seeing the potential in your players, the other half of the job should see the reality of potential coming to a close. Do you think that Bobby and Brian did that this year? It feels like the whole year they've been waiting to punt, but they decided to go for it on fourth down and got stuffed anyways.
Well, I just think they ended up in a really weird spot where a lot of guys who were potentially trade pieces got hurt during the summer. And then you look around and really, I mean, from what I heard, the guy people kept asking about was Will Smith, and that's a guy that they have under control next year pretty cheap, and that's a guy they just didn't want to trade. And so you're really looking at probably a minimal return from McCutcheon, a minimal return for maybe another reliever or two. And I think they just felt like they could go into August and get these guys through waivers and try to make moves that way. I don't think ultimately they're going to be hurt too much by the trade deadline, because everything I had heard, not just from people here but from people around the game, was that there just wasn't that much interest in some of the names that maybe get thrown around a whole lot. But I do agree with you in terms of going forward. I think this is a huge offseason in that respect, and figuring out, not just with some of the older guys, but with guys like Joe Panik, with the Brandon Belt, what is their future here, and what are they part of going forward? And are they guys who are going to have to move to a new position or move to a new team? It's different with both of them, but I think that's the determination they're going to have to make. I don't think they can afford to have another offseason where they just kind of, you know, try to fill two or three holes. I do think at some point they're going to have to get creative and really shake this up.
Alex Pavlovich, NBC Sports Bay Area Giants Insider here on 95.7 The Game. So Will Smith obviously isn't your typical closer, but he's done a good job filling in for the injured Hunter Strickland, who was filling in for the injured Mark Melancon. The guys who aren't closers but have done the job have done a better job than the guys who are closers when they tried to do the job. Ray Black is another guy who throws darts. Is he looking at closer potential audition next year's type of situation?
Yeah, it's interesting for me. I mean, Black and Maranta, I think, are two guys who you look at and say they have the temperament, they have the stuff to pitch that ninth inning, and they're traditional hard-throwing right-handers, which is what you see basically every team. So those are guys that I think it'll be interesting going into next year to see what they do with Smith and whether they think he might be more valuable in an earlier inning and put one of those guys in the ninth inning. You do know Bruce Bochy doesn't necessarily want a young player in the ninth inning, so I think that's going to hurt those two. But they have those guys, and then look, Hunter Strickland did a good job for the most part and will be in the mix. And then you have Mark Melancon, who's making all the money to close and in theory should be further away from the injury. So it is going to be interesting going into next year. And I do think that is maybe one group where they didn't do it at the trade deadline, but I think that's one group where in the offseason that maybe you call some teams and say, well, we have some pretty good arms at the back end. And that's, you know, maybe a way that we can add something to the rest of this roster, because that's a group that's been really good. They've been the best bullpen in the National League for a couple months now. To me, it's not really a fluke. But you look around this roster and there are some other glaring holes, and maybe that's the way that they can fill those.
If you took a poll inside the Giants clubhouse, how many guys are genuinely excited about Barry Bonds' number being retired? I feel like our generation has always subscribed to out of sight, out of mind, where the next generation pretty much prescribes to out of sight, we never really cared in the first place.
You know, I think for a lot of guys, they certainly grew up watching him, but these ceremonies, I don't know, resonate in the clubhouse as much as they resonate with older fans and people who maybe have had season tickets for 20 years. I don't think it's something that I'm sure there are a lot of guys down there who have no idea what's going on Saturday and have no idea that's going to be going on an hour before first pitch, and they will be told and they will probably be out there to watch it. But I do think you're right. It's one of those things that is maybe more for the fans and the media than the players. I mean, even the ceremony the other day with Vogelsong and Kane and Brian Wilson, a lot of guys in here not just played with them, but played against them. And there was a pretty good turnout for players who showed up for that ceremony, but it still was, I think maybe like 10 or 12 players came out there for that. And that was at a time when they were all at the park. So I kind of expect the same on Saturday. I think this is one of those things that certainly they're going to make a big deal out of it, and we'll air the whole thing, and it'll be a special moment for Barry and fans who watched him. But in the clubhouse, I think you're right.
Since we're relaxing the how your number gets retired rules that I guess were put in place by current ownership, isn't it time when Andrew McCutcheon decides to tip his cap and walk off into the sunset, wherever that may be, that number 22 gets retired because of Will the Thrill? I mean, come on.
Yeah, you know, I've always thought that, and it doesn't seem to bother Will as much as it bothers other people. I know for him it was pretty special when Christian Arroyo had it. So I think it hasn't bothered him that much. I mean, maybe it does internally, but Will's pretty honest, and I've never really heard him go out and say, this needs to be done, or even off the record say it. So, maybe that's something they do at some point You might look around. They haven't retired a lot of numbers. They put a lot of people on the Wall of Fame, and I think they're going to do more of that going forward. But, you know, part of this to me is also marketing, and part of it is ticket sales. And I don't think it's a, you know, accident that some of these things have happened after a 98 loss season. I mean, it was pretty clear that they did a lot to try to keep fans invested with Vogelsong and Kane and Wilson. They did those very quickly, and they spread the bonds ceremonies out pretty much one a year. So that can be a big drawing point. So, you know, potentially at some point with Will, it just becomes a marketing thing, and they say, this is something we want to do.
How about Tim Lincecum? You know, it's funny. Whenever they call Brian Wilson does a really good job of acting like he's above it all and he's nonchalant. But I think Brian Wilson comes up here dying for the attention that the Giants give him. Tim Lincecum, the total opposite. He's obviously not dying for anybody's attention. He's almost been a hermit, almost like he's almost got a Howard Hughes quality to him in terms of how he shuns the public eye. What do you think? What have you heard about him? I think the Giants are going to find a reluctant to be honored Tim Lincecum whenever they turn around to do that someday.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a hard time finding him. I mean, this is a guy who, over the years, that whether it was FanFest, whether it was getting ready for the season, I mean, he's always been like this. He is a guy who keeps himself. He is a guy who didn't love the spotlight. I think his frame allowed him to get away with that a little bit. And, you know, I saw a picture from a couple weeks ago. Somebody found him in Hawaii, but I'm sure he doesn't get noticed a whole lot because he's just a 5'10" guy out there, probably wearing skater clothes. And I think it'll be interesting for me because they would love to do that. They would love to build a whole weekend around it and retire the number, put him on the Wall of Fame. But everything I've heard in the last two or three years, and not just in terms of ceremonies, but in terms of what's he up to? I mean, who's he talked to? You talk to guys in the clubhouse, and it's always kind of a, yeah, you know, I texted him recently, and I go, oh, like a couple months ago, and they go, I guess it was like a year ago. That's just been the way with him over the years, and I think it'll be something where at some point they're going to have to really talk him into this because I don't think it's something he really wants.
He is off the radar, and there's no doubt that's the way he does want it. I think the Giants and their contention, it's officially now off the radar. Do you have any inspirational words, Alex, to make me believe otherwise, or are you subscribing to the fact that we are just now in this for the long, slow death march to the end of the year?
You know, it feels like a march to 81 wins and 81 losses. That's how it's felt the entire year. I keep thinking, just because of the pitching they have, I keep thinking there must be some run in them where they win 6 out of 7 or 7 out of 8.
They haven't won 6 in a row all year, have they?
I don't think so. I don't know if they've won 4 in a row. I mean, they literally lose. They win 4 in a row and then they lose 4 in a row. I mean, that's what they do. They spent 68 days now right within a game of 500. I we always go through the schedule and I look at the end of this month and I go Cincinnati, New York Mets, Texas Rangers. Maybe that's a shot where you make up some ground. But again, I just don't think it's going to be enough. You start doing the math and start figuring out what they have to do to get to 87, 88 wins. It's not likely. So I think enjoy the baseball, enjoy Derek Rodriguez and Andrew Suarez and Steven Duggar and Slater. That's my recommendation for people, I guess.
There we go. We've officially reached the enjoy the green grass and the crunching brick underneath your cleats portion of the season.
We'll get September call-offs at some point.
There you go. And we'll be calling you back to talk about them. Thank you very much. Always a pleasure, Alex.
All right. Thanks, Damon.
Alex Pavlovich, 95.7 The Game. Great stuff from him, as always. I tell you what we got coming up. It is the new sensation sweeping the nation, or at least this program on this station. The Name Game. Today we're going to be playing for two tickets to the Comedy Get Down, starring George Lopez, D.L. Hughley, Cedric the Entertainer, and Eddie Griffin, coming up this Saturday, August 11th at the Concord Pavilion. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. So here are the rules of the Name Game. You're going to give us a call at 888-957-9570. I'm going to give you a very broad clue as to what the name might be. The rule of the Name Game is the name that we're looking for is always a name that is two first names. Kind of like Damon Bruce, either of those could be a first name. So we're going to have a name selected, and we'll see how you can get to it. 888-957-9570. You get to ask a sequence of yes or no questions. If your answer gets a yes, you can ask another question, or you can try to guess the identity of the person. If it's a no, we go on to the next caller, and so on and so forth until we see someone who actually stumbles upon the name. For example, Chris Paul. Chris Paul. I would have told you, our name game answer today is a basketball player and how long it would take you to get to Chris Paul. Everyone on board? Everyone ready to go? Everyone comprende? Fantastic. You'll be guessing the name of an athlete with two first names. Coming up next, the winner's going to get a pair of tickets to the Comedy Get Down this Saturday at the Concord Pavilion. Line them up right now, 888-957-9570. I'll tell you our name game name today, a Hall of Famer. And that's all you need to know right now. We'll play the name game next.
Now back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
I always wanted to be a game show host, and now I get to play one here on my own show. We're about to play the name game. Here are the rules. Yes or no questions only from the audience. A yes answer gets you another question. If the answer is no, that's the end of your run. So you can guess the player's name at any point in time. If you guess wrong, that's it. If you guess it correctly, that's blackjack. Game's over, you win. Today we're playing for a pair of tickets to the Comedy Get Down with George Lopez, D.L. Hughley, Cedric the Entertainer, and Eddie Griffin. Saturday at Concord Pavilion. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. But you can win a pair right here and now. We have our lit lines all the way through. The only clue I'm giving you is this player is a Hall of Famer. That's where we'll begin. Let's play the name game.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for
the name game.
Starring anyone with two first names.
What's your name?
My name?
Dirt first. It's a funny name.
What'd you say his name was again?
His name is Ricky. Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby. He's got two first names.
Now, here's your host with two first names, Damon Bruce.
All right. I hope you get what we're doing here. It shouldn't take much explanation. We begin with Scott and Benicia. Thank you very much for calling, Scott. What do you got?
Did they play football?
No. Thank you very much. So there it eliminates one sport right there.
Quickly.
Joe in San Rafael. By the way, this is the name. You see that right there? I wrote it down.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're going to accept either right there.
Totally.
You got that?
All right.
Good, good, good. Joe is in San Rafael. Not a football player. That's all we know right now. Joe, what's your question?
Does he currently play sports?
No. Thank you very much. Retired. Hall of Famer. Not football. Marlon in Richmond. Marlon, what do you got? What's your question?
Is it a baseball player?
Yes. What's your next question?
Did he play for a team in the Bay Area?
No. Thank you very much for calling. Scott in Mountain View. Retired baseball player, Scott, Hall of Famer. What's your question?
Is he African-American?
Yes.
Is it Hank Aaron?
Yes, it is. Hank Aaron, it is. Congratulations, Scott Mountain View. We would have also accepted Henry Aaron. See that right there?
He wrote that down.
I wrote that down.
Fair.
Hank or Henry Aaron. Excellent job, Scott. I'm going to put you on hold. Albie's going to get your information, and you're going to go ahead to the Comedy Get Down. George Lopez, D.L. Hughley, Cedric the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin. I'm going to tell you right now that I've seen D.L. Hughley at Cobb's. He's hysterical.
I've actually seen him live as well. Really, really good.
I love D.L. Hughley. Really, really funny to see in person. Obviously, Cedric the Entertainer, legend, Eddie Griffin. You need to twist my arm a little bit more there. George Lopez, he's a heavyweight for sure.
Definitely.
That's going to be a really good night. Congratulations to Scott in Mountain View.
Yeah!
Someone here says, Damon, it's not fair. Whoever goes first gets screwed.
Not necessarily.
Who told you life was going to be fair?
But if they answer, their question, you said yes to it, they could keep going.
Totally. Just go on a big run right there.
You never know.
Basically, what you really want is to time your call perfectly to where you're going to be in line a little bit later on.
It does help.
I mean, there's all sorts of strategery for you to put in place. It's a winner. Here, the only thing I know is that when we've done it like three times now, all of our lines light up and everyone's ready to go. And if the people want a little, then the people must want a little bit more. So we're going to do another name game. Another name game a little bit later on today, around 6:20 tonight.
Nice.
So we'll give you another chance to win another pair of tickets to the Comedy Get Down. There you go. I mean, nobody's got anything going on Saturday, right? I mean, maybe you're going to go watch Barry Bonds get his number retired.
That's a possibility.
But let's see. The A's are out of town. The Raiders play Friday. The Niners play tonight. Saturday, you got nothing to do.
Wide open.
Should be a nice weekend, too. Maybe you're going to be watching a little golf. Maybe you're going to be watching a little bit of golf. Tiger Woods, he grounded a 70? Even par today? Mm-hmm. Bell Reeve outside of St. Louis. My buddy Tom Ackerman is covering that. He's loving it. Loving it. Very proud in St. Louis to hold
a PGA championship?
A major. They're very, very giddy about all that. Meanwhile, it's not a major. It's not even on the PGA Tour. It's a web.com tour event. Steph Curry is off the course after one round at the Ellie Mae. One over par, 71. He shot a 38 on the front, a 33 on the back. That's pretty good. Right now, Curry is sitting prettier than 20 other golfers.
Wow. Not bad.
Ooh, there is one thing that is going on. I'm glad you brought this up, text line. There is one thing that is like an all points bulletin alert, traffic wise.
Yeah, we forgot about that.
Avoid 19th Avenue, avoid Golden Gate Bridge all weekend long. It is outside lands.
Darn it.
It's outside lands.
I mean, fun, but I was, yeah.
You're going to want to brace thyselves for that. You're going to want to brace yourselves because we got a date on Friday night.
Yes, we do.
We do.
You enjoy some little Russian cuisine.
Yeah. I don't know about, I don't, so I, you know, we're fat over here. We're just throwing that out. Maybe I should speak more for myself.
Thank you.
But we are interested diners, shall we say.
We're foodies. It's called foodies, Damon.
Bon vivants.
God.
Bon vivants.
Speak for yourself.
And so Bonte's girlfriend, Anna,
uh-huh.
Really like her. Nice gal. She's Russian. She's Bay Area Russian. We get to go eat Russian with a real Russian who knows what she's Russian doing.
Yeah, and she's taking us to a really, I don't know the name of the restaurant, but apparently it's going to be really delicious. Very authentic,
yeah.
And it'll be a lot of fun.
We're going to Comrade Putin's House of Eats. I'm looking forward to it, man. I want some exploding chicken, a little chicken Kiev.
Okay.
Cut into it, just butter. Just
deliciousness all over the place.
Give me a deep fried chicken roll with butter in the middle of it. El Stroco Loco Part 2 coming up Friday night. It's going to be great.
So outside lands this weekend, just a heads up, everyone.
Yeah, you're going to want it. That is an all-points bulletin, heads up, brace thyselves, get ready for it type of traffic situation here in the Bay Area. It makes getting in and out of the Richmond tough, which, by the way, we're going to try to do on Friday. It also makes our trip home on 19th Avenue impossible, which we will not do on Friday.
No, I was going to go to the California Academy of Sciences this weekend on Sunday. I might have to do it next weekend.
Wrong weekend for that.
That's okay. Next weekend.
Don't want to do that. What you do want to do tonight is watch a little preseason football. We're not going to get much of them, but we'll get a little.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
Little Gucci goes a long way, certainly in a preseason game. All eyes are going to be on C.J. Beathard and Nick Mullins when he decides to sit down. We've got five things to watch written by Matt Barrows for The Athletic. By the way, everybody is now writing for The Athletic. You notice this thing? Like, congratulations. You want to corner a market and take some things over? You've pretty much done it.
And they're doing a good job with it.
They do a really good job with it. But what I don't need another soul-searching why I joined The Athletic piece. I don't need another soul-searching why I joined. Because they're the last entity hiring writers. That's why you joined. Everyone else is being laid off these days. You're joining because you have a job opportunity that used to not exist. That's why you're joining. It's not an ethereal new approach to covering sports that you're into. It's not an idea that is stemming from just a home base of honesty that I'm more comfortable touching here than in other places. You're thrilled to be working for a place that's willing to employ you. That's it. You know why I joined 95.7 The Game? Opportunity and money.
They hired you.
That's it. I liked opportunity. I liked money. They had both, and they gave it to me. Here we go. 4 o'clock hour, sultry station ID, please.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.